Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. It's always a pleasure to have this gentleman with us, a member of Halls of Fame on both sides of the border, a member of the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame in and of itself, the Southwestern Ontario Sports Hall of Fame, to be precise, is another one of his honors, let alone the Jugs, the Hambos, the North American Cups, more purse money than any individual driver in the history of the game. And despite what Sam McKee says, he was born in London, Ontario. John Campbell, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much, Norm. It's my pleasure to be with you.
I have a bone to pick with Sam McKee. About a couple of years ago during the Jug, I chimed in with a tweet saying that you were born in London, and Sam said cynically, well, you know, everybody in Ontario tries to claim that John Campbell was born in his hometown. So I said, wait a minute, I got the facts. But
yeah, that's true. I was born in London.
Well, you're a very sensible man. Let's start with the appointment. As president of the Grand Circuit, you've brought many ideas to the table in years past in previous discussions as far as furthering or restoring the popularity of racing. When the announcement was made in October, John, you said the following, quote, I think we have to go in a little bit different direction. I think the Grand Circuit brand still has a lot of panache to it. It means something to our industry, and I think we just have to rebrand the Grand Circuit in the future. You spoke of having those meetings, saying they were very encouraging and that we will see some changes in the future. So having said that, what changes do you see in store, and what's your vision for the Grand Circuit?
Well, it's obviously changed from the days of when the top stables rolled in from track to track and they raced a week of, you know, top stakes. And, you know, it certainly brought a lot of publicity to the tracks that they came to, and even the horsemen couldn't wait to go down and see, you know, these top horses and the barns and how they were set up. And it's a totally different era. We don't have that traveling stable anymore, and with the stakes don't roll in for a week at a time. They're all different times of the year at different tracks. So there was a gap in some races that were Grand Circuit races and some that weren't, and you know, we on the Grand Circuit Committee feel should be. And we're going to come out with an announcement of some of those changes at the Harness Racing Congress in March. So I think you'll get some clarity to what we're thinking at that time. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of other things that we're going to announce at that time as well. So we've progressed from that, and some of it is still in the planning stages, but we hope to have some plans finalized by the first part of March.
I think that's exciting because, you know, growing up as a kid in the 60s, the Grand Circuit was, to paraphrase Vice President Biden, a big deal. You know, it just seems to not have lost its glow, but sometimes you have to be reminded it's a Grand Circuit week. So I think obviously your work's cut out for you. Do you think the term Grand Circuit is either underused or out of date? Because we talked about the fact that, you know, it's not like it was back in the day, say, of Roslyn, Greyhound, Brett Hanover, those days. Would you say it's one or the other?
Well, I think it's been underutilized, put it that way. I think we have to bring back more awareness to the Grand Circuit and the Grand Circuit name and what it means and what races are Grand Circuit races. I think it's been out of the minds of people for a few years to a certain extent, and we want to bring it back and push it to the forefront and hopefully give the tracks something more that they can push, you know, mm-hmm. to their local media and advertise and promote on their local in-house shows that these races are Grand Circuit races and that it is special and it's a big deal to be racing in them for owners, trainers, and drivers. And, you know, if they're successful to win a Grand Circuit race, we want that to mean something more than what it does now.
That makes sense. I want to go back to some of the soon-to-be-announced changes, because there are those who aren't familiar with the configuration of the Grand Circuit Executive. What sort of process would it take to get those changes in place? It sounds like you've come a long way in that regard.
Well, yes, it's, you know, we're working with the tracks, and you know, they've been very cooperative. It's not that hard. It's just something I think that needed to be done, and everybody seems to recognize that. And, you know, working with the tracks, I don't think it's going to be that complicated to get it implemented, just and it basically expand some of the races. It is a process, and we're working through that right now. And I think you'll see it at our announcement. These aren't earth-shattering announcements by any stretch. It's just kind of a reconfiguration of what the Grand Circuit is all about.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the marketing efforts. What sort of efforts do you think have to be made aside from what you've touched on now? A complete makeover? Could that makeover act as a template for the rest of the industry?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to get into any too deep as far as the rest of the industry.
Right.
My main focus is on the Grand Circuit. I don't think we have to redo anything. I think we just have to enhance and expand what has been done. I think the Grand Circuit hasn't been put out in the forefront of the advertising and marketing as much as it could be or should be. So I think we just have to refocus on that. And, this, as much as I'd like to say this is going to, change our world in harness racing, it's not. It's not a game changer by any stretch. But we just want to promote and enhance this open stake racing experience for the tracks and the horsemen and the owners.
Well, you're doing all you can do. I mean, no one person, no one group can do it all. But, promoting the game is something that's been lacking infrastructurally in our business, and it seems like the right way to go. Should the Grand Circuit be going after a younger demo? This is always a question. Do you hold on to what you've got and cultivate that? For example, the studies show that most racing fans are about my age, in our 50s. We were in love with the game before we grew up and had responsibilities, got away from it. Now the kids have moved on, or we're on our own, and we've fallen in love with racing again. Should we be going after the guys like me who are hardcore, or should the Grand Circuit be going after a younger demo?
Well, I think we're in the same boat as all of harness racing, and the racetracks included. We should be going after a younger demographics, no question about that, but while not ignoring the people like yourselves. I mean, you don't want to turn your back on the people that have supported you for years and will continue to do so, the hardcore fan. We cannot overlook them and by any stretch, but I think we should be doing, as an industry, not only the Grand Circuit, doing more to promote young people to come to the track and experience racing. I really strongly believe that we still have something to offer the betting and entertainment public with harness racing. I think that's shown in the figures that have gone on here at the Meadowlands just in this mm-hmm. brief time span since they've reopened. The races have been better. The tote boards have been better. They've done a number of things in-house to attract some of the bigger bettors. And so I think there is something to offer, but, certainly going after the younger demographics is something that's been overlooked in years past.
Yeah, you touched on the wager, and I think it makes sense to look at what Mr. Garrow and his people are doing down at the Meadowlands. Is this something you want to add, to Grand Circuit events? Any kind of special wagering programs you'd like to introduce, or anything like that?
Well, that's something to discuss in the future. But basically, that's up to the racetracks, the wagering format that they put on. That's the decisions that they make, and we're not going to be involved with that. We're really trying to get these stakes where they are scheduled, that they can get the most possible entries in, and then that they can be promoted and advertised in the best possible way.
The Grand Circuit was the original league of harness racing, you'd say. We talked about templates. Do you think that racing needs a league format amongst the tracks? I mean, we're the only, call it major sport, that works in individual vacuums.
Well, I don't know if a league format is the way to go, Norm. I think that there could be more done among the tracks, especially the top tracks. It's very frustrating for me if I'm racing at a track and I see maybe two of the top three simulcast signals going off with races at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is a flaw in the system. We shouldn't be doing that with the top signals that are out there. They should be staggered to a certain extent. And I'd like to see the tracks get together on a lottery-type bet with races from different tracks throughout North America, a pick eight and use four different tracks or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think a lottery type bet is something that we're missing, because that seems to be what the public wants, to be able to bet a little and have a big return of $1 million or $1.5 million.
And not have to think a lot, to be honest with you, because, I mean, let's face it, a lottery is a game strictly of chance. And
well, I think that's the common theme among today's gamblers, is they want action quick and they don't want to put a lot of thought into it, whether it be the lottery or slot machines.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, I want to, before we go any further, I want to congratulate you on the winning the Stan Bergstein Proximity Award. Congratulations, sir.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor. It's certainly, you know, something that's very special to me, to be honored the first year that Stan Berg's name is attached to it. And you know, if you look back at the past winners, it's a select group. So I'm very honored.
And you should be in that select group. Nobody would argue that. The press release that came with the announcement said that John Campbell is Harness Racing's E.F. Hutton. When he talks, people listen. There are people in this industry who say that we need a North American racing czar or an ambassador. If so, why not John Campbell? If not, who would you choose?
Well, it's you're dealing in hypotheticals, and I hate to do that, Norman. The way our business and racing is set up, you're never going to have one voice overlook the whole racing community in both countries. There's just too many racing commissions, and when you're dealing with racing commissions, you're dealing with governments, and it's just too cumbersome. And that's part of the problem with our industry. We've got too many voices, and I've noticed many times everybody talks about change, and that's all well and good, and everybody's in favor of it until that change affects them, and then they're not in favor of it.
Yeah.
So, it would be great if we had even one voice that could make decisions, good or bad, throughout the whole industry, but I just don't see that happening, and so it's kind of hard to deal in that, you know, when you're dealing in something that really won't come forth.
Yeah, it is kind of hard to predict. The new year is shaping up well for you. Meadowlands obviously off to a great start. That's got to help you. How else are things going? How are things going otherwise? Health is good. You haven't had any major spills and no residual problems from the previous or most recent ones, I take it?
No, I'm trying to stay away from those spills if I can, Norm.
Yeah.
I feel really good. I've my health is good. I have no pain. Everything is healed up well, and physically I feel great.
Well, you can go with the best of them still, my friend, and you've proven that. And it is, again, such an honor to have you with us. Good to know things are going so well for you. And good luck now and much success in your role as the president of the Grand Circuit.
Well, thanks so much. It's great to be with you. I really enjoyed being on the show.